January 8, 1910, the family kills the priest. Self-interest is the woodworm of the priest. I will now write things of the past in order to obey, and I will explain myself about these reunions of priests that blessed Jesus wants. Since a holy priest came during last November and told me to ask Jesus what he wanted from him, my always lovable Jesus told me, the mission of the priest chosen by me will be high and sublime. It is about saving the most noble, the most sacred part, which are the priests, who in these times have become the laughing stock of the peoples. The most appropriate means would be to form these houses of reunion for priests, so as to segregate them from their families, because the family kills the priest, while he should promote it, push it, and also intimidate it. If these are saved, the peoples are saved. Then I received 4 communications from Jesus regarding these reunions. I wrote them, and I gave them to that priest, so I did not think it was necessary to repeat them in these writings of mine. But obedience wants me to write them, and I will make the sacrifice. 1. My adorable Jesus told me, the mission I will give is high and sublime, in a special way, for priests. Faith is almost extinguished among the peoples, and if there is any spark left, it is as though hidden under ashes. The life of priests, which is almost completely secularized, and may be worse than that, as well as their examples, which are not good, lend a hand to extinguish this spark. And what will happen to them and to the peoples? This is why I have called him, so that he may interest himself with my cause, and with example, with words, with works and with sacrifice, he may put a mend in it. The most suitable, appropriate and effective mending would be to form houses of reunion for diocesan priests within their towns, segregating them from their families. Because the family kills the priest and causes the darkness of interest, the darkness of appreciation of mundane things, the darkness of corruption to be cast into the midst of the peoples. In sum, it takes away all the prestige, the splendor of the priestly dignity, and it makes him become the laughing stock of the people. I will give him intrepidity, courage and grace, if he gets down to work. In addition to this, it seemed that blessed Jesus adorned his heart, now with love and now with sorrow, letting him share in his pains. 2. My highest and only good continues to speak to me about the great good that would come to the church by forming these houses of reunion. The good will become more good. Those who were imperfect, lukewarm, relaxed, will become good. Those who were really wicked will go out. And this is how the body of the ministers of my church will be riddled and purified. And by means of the purification of the chosen part, the most sacred, the people will be reformed. In the meantime, I could see before my mind, as if inside a picture, Corrado and the priests who were to lead this work, though it would be directed by Father G. The priests seemed to be Father C., D., B. and D., C., F., followed by others, and it seemed that they were to put in a share of their possessions. And my adorable Jesus added, it is necessary to weave this thing well, so that no one may escape, and to procure the necessary means so as not to burden the people. And so the parish incomes should be tied only to those who will participate in these reunions, and these will maintain the choir and all of the other offices pertaining to their ministry. At first, this will provoke contradictions and persecutions, but mainly among the priests themselves. However, soon things will change, the people will be with them, generously providing for them, and they will enjoy the peace and the fruit of their toils, because for those who were with me, I allow that everyone be with them. Then, my always lovable Jesus threw himself into my arms, all afflicted and supplicating, so much as to move to pity even the stones. And he said, tell Father G. that I beg him, I supplicate him to help, to save my children, and not to let them perish. 3. My always lovable Jesus continues on the same topic. With the fathers there present, I saw the heavens opened and my adorable Jesus and the celestial Mama coming toward me, with the saints looking at us from heaven. And my benign Jesus said, "My daughter, tell Father G that I absolutely want this work." They already begin to raise difficulties, but tell him that it takes nothing but intrepidity, courage and lack of self-interest. It is necessary to close one's ears to all that is human, and to open them to that which is divine. Otherwise, the human difficulties will become a net that will keep them entangled, in such a way that they will not be able to get out, and I will justly chastise them, rendering them the rags of the peoples. But if they promise to get down to work, I will be all for them, and they will be nothing but the shadows which will follow the work so yearned for by me. Not only this, but they will have another great good. In fact, the church needs to be purged and washed by the shedding of blood, because she has dirtied herself very, very much, to the point of giving me nausea. But in the places where they will purify themselves in this way, I will spare the blood. What more do they want? Then, turning around, as though looking at one of the priests, he added, "I choose you as the head of this work, because I have cast a seed of courage within you. This is a gift, and I do not want you to keep it uselessly. Up until now, you have wasted it in frivolous things, in foolish things and in politics, and these have repaid you by embittering you and by giving you no peace. Now, enough, enough. Give yourself to my work, use the courage I have given you only for me, and I will be all for you, and will repay you by giving you peace and grace. I will make you acquire that esteem which you have been fishing for back there, and which you have not obtained. Or rather, I will not give you human esteem, but divine." Then he said to Father G, "My son, courage, defend my cause. Sustain, help those priests whom you see a little disposed for this work. Promise every good in my name to those who will commit themselves, and threaten those who cause contradictions and obstacles. Tell the bishops and the leaders that if they want to save the flock, this is the only means. It is up to them to save the shepherds, and up to the shepherds to save the flock. And if the bishops do not place the shepherds in safety, how can the flock ever be saved? For, having heard about the difficulties of the priests in forming the houses of reunions, I was praying to good Jesus that, if it was his will that it be done, he would dissolve the obstacles which were preventing such a great good. And my adorable Jesus, in coming, told me, 'My daughter, all the obstacles come from the fact that each one looks at this thing according to his own conditions and dispositions, and, naturally, they encounter a thousand places and stumbling blocks which prevent their steps. But if they looked at this work according to my honor and glory, and only for the good of their souls and of the souls of others, all laces would be broken, and the obstacles would vanish. Yet, if they commit themselves, I will be with them, and I will protect them so much, that if any priest will try to oppose and hinder my work, I am even disposed to take his life away." Then, all afflicted, my always lovable Jesus added, "Ah! My daughter, do you know what the most insurmountable stumbling block and the strongest lace is? It is mere self-interest. Self-interest is the woodworm of the priest, which renders him like rotten wood, that is fit only for burning in hell. Interest makes the priest the laughing stock of the devil, the mockery of the people, and the idol of their families. Therefore, the devil will put many obstacles to hinder their work, because he sees that the net in which he has kept them chained and enslaved to his dominion is being broken. So, tell Father G to infuse courage in those whom he sees disposed, and not to leave them until he sees that the work has started. Otherwise they will just keep planning, but will not conclude anything. Let him tell the bishops not to accept new ordinations, if they are not disposed to live segregated from their families. Tell him also that many will deride him, make fun of him and discredit him, but he should not pay attention to this. Suffering because of me will be all sweet for him,